This is your devotion for day two. Today's devotion is entitled, Respond in Contrast. Today's devotion is prepared by Brother Jack Kuhlman and is based on 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. As a young, newly married couple in 1983, wow, that's a long time back, Sherry and I made the decision to leave the church we grew up in together and seek out something fresh. We visited a church that had just called a new pastor, Reverend Cecil Siegel, and the morning we visited was his first Sunday. Cecil's sermon that day came out of 1 Peter 3:8 through 9, and as a young man, his message captivated my attention. It was as if he was speaking directly to me in a private conversation. The title of his sermon was Respond in Contrast, Not in Kind. And God continues to use it to this day to bop me on the back of the head. It is important to read the entire chapters of Scripture in order to gain proper spiritual context. So that's why I've asked you to read all of 1 Peter 3. But we'll focus on verses 8 and 9 today. Believers who are seeking His kingdom will be oddballs in today's society, just as they were in the first century. In fact, one of the hindrances to the evangelism of 21st century America is the inability of lost people to see any contrast in their lives and the lives of those who call themselves Christians. You will notice in my writings that I refer to true Christ followers as believers because most people who call themselves Christians are not spirit-filled believers who live a life in contrast to the chaos of the world. Am I being judgmental? Possibly. I'll give you that. You may not agree, but that's okay. In my defense, I'll say this. If the 75% of the population that claimed to be Christian in the most recent national polling actually were, we would be living in a much different world. Well, enough of my opining. What does the revealed truth of God found in Scripture say? Peter tells us that as the body of Christ, we are to be like-minded. The Greek phrase means to think the same, verse 8. This is not a command to forego individual thought, but rather a call to submission. The idea is to maintain an inward unity of heart with other believers. Think about what goes on in the unbeliever's home, workplace, community, or business meeting. All believers are called to be purveyors of peace and unity. The believer's home, workplace, community, and business meeting practices should be contrastingly different from the disruption and disharmony of our society, which is controlled by unbelievers. Well, how are we supposed to pull that off? In my own ability, I'm totally incapable, but thank God for Philippians 4:13. In Christ, I can do all things. As a spirit-filled believer, I'm totally enabled by God to carry out His commands. Peter tells us that we are to simply be sympathetic, compassionate, and humble, verse 8. Oh, no problem. While the vicious evil of society grieves the Holy Spirit within us, we'll just love everybody. Well, that's not exactly Peter's message. Let's note two other things about Peter. First, in this passage, Peter is teaching believers how to live in their world while maintaining their reflection of Christ. His message is to believers about their relationship with other believers and how the inquisitive members of their communities would be affected by what they saw in these Christ followers. Second, remember that Peter is the guy that attacked those who came to arrest Jesus and cut off the ear of one of them in an obvious attempt to remove his head while Jesus was clearly following the redemptive plan of the Father. Peter was not a reserved, love everybody kind of guy. What sort of radical transformation had taken place in Peter's life for him to have reached the point of writing, repay evil with blessing, verse 9. That same radical transformation is to have taken place in me and you when we become new creations in Christ. If we repay evil with evil or respond to an insult with a quick-witted insult, we show the lost world that the transformative power of salvation through faith in Christ is a myth. But in a complete 180-degree, out-of-face contrast, we are taught to respond with a blessing for the revilers. And this New Testament Greek blessing means to speak well of, verse 9. The blessings that true believers are to offer to the reviler include finding ways to serve them, praying for their salvation and spiritual growth, speaking well of them, expressing thankfulness for them, and desiring their well-being. What? You thought seeking His kingdom would be easy? It's all part of having an eternal vision. We are not living for today or next week or not even for next year. We seek His kingdom for eternity. This life of contrasting response is what we're called to as we seek His kingdom. This is how we reflect the love of Christ and draw lost souls to Him. A person to whom God has given undeserved blessings instead of judgment should seek the blessings he will receive when giving a free gift of blessing to someone who has wronged him. In light of God's merciful love and grace richly poured out on us, how could we do less? Romans 12:1. This concludes your devotion for day 2.